15, verses 1 through 8, I read in Jesus' name. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Someone want to get that? In the name of Jesus, amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Death took the Son of God. The jaws of hell opened wide and swallowed Jesus. Death had taken him. It looked like death had won. Jesus was brought so low that he stopped breathing. God had poured out his wrath upon his only Son. The wrath that God had for all of your sins and all of my sins and for the sins of the whole world. Death took Jesus. But was that death's victory? Had hell won? Absolutely not. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. The guards could not hold him. The grave could not keep him. Jesus is risen. And as he rose, death died. But doesn't death still seem to rule? Doesn't death rule over the battlefield, over the cancer center, over the hospitals, and even over the womb? Don't we feel our pain and our death every time we scrape our knee or get a mosquito bite, and even every time we have to go to sleep? Doesn't death still overtake us from time to time, bringing disease and pain and suffering? Doesn't death ultimately have mastery over our friends and our family and our loved ones and ultimately over us? Yes. Yes, death still has sway over us. But death has died. Jesus has escaped the hold of death, and he has come back to us who are alive. Jesus comes out of the grave as a king coming to his people. He comes out of the tomb as a victorious general coming back after a war. Jesus burst open the prison cell of death from the inside. Jesus is risen. Death no longer has dominion over him, and death no longer has dominion over you. You will rise again. On the last day, the grave will not be able to hold anyone back because it wasn't able to hold Jesus back. On the last day, everyone will rise. Now, there will still be a separation. God will still separate the sheep from the goats. He will separate the just from the unjust, the believers from the non-believers. There will still be that separation because there are sadly some who choose that they don't want God. They don't want a risen and victorious Savior who delivers from sin, death, and the devil. And God will not force himself on you. If you choose to reject God, he'll give you your choice. You will rise again, but you will rise again for a time, and you will spend an eternal life in death. An eternal life in hell. God will give you what you deserve. He will pay you the wages of your deathly sin. But to everyone who believes in Jesus, the risen one, to everyone who believes in His name, God will give you what you didn't earn and you certainly didn't deserve. God will give you a place in His kingdom, a seat at His banquet table. You will live forever with Christ. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It doesn't matter if you're worthy or full of vices. Jesus is risen and He has a spot for you. Your sins are forgiven. Death has been conquered. The grave is no more. From now on, whenever we bury a friend or a family member or even ourselves, we do it in mockery of death. Because the grave will not hold anyone anymore. Christ is risen. When we bury our loved ones, we're not saying goodbye to their body. Their body isn't just a shell that's thrown away. God will care for that body in this earth that He created, and at the last day, God will raise that body to eternal life. My kids teach me a lot. My daughter Annalise, I had to ask her. I paid her $1 for this, so I can use it. My daughter Annalise taught me a lesson 8 months and 1 day ago today. We were gathered together at Resurrection Cemetery. Perfect name for a cemetery. It was August 4th, and we were laying Roy Link's body into the ground. And my kids had come with, and I could tell that this seeing this go on and watching all of this happen and seeing the sadness and sorrow had a very profound effect on them. And for the rest of that day, I felt like I was answering all sorts of different questions. And as a theologian, as a father, as a pastor, I was answering them as best as I could so that my kids could understand. But I could tell something wasn't quite getting through and I was starting to get frustrated. But then, finally when we got home and I was pretty much at my wit's end, Annalise looked up at me and she asked the perfect question when we are mourning over death. She looked at me and she asked, "Papa, when is Easter?" Easter is today. The resurrection is now. The grave is defeated and death has died because Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Come on. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and into eternal life with Him. Amen.